特之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好，今天是2017年5月14日星期日。我们今天又非常荣幸地邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu， 为我们继续讲述今天的盛典博夏瓦堂的早课。谢谢聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Text Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service, The Change in Heart, Today, Text 15.
我们今天继续阅读圣典博迦瓦坛第二篇第三章，纯粹的奉献服务，内心的变化。今天读的诗节是第十五诗节。
Sa
Sa
Vai
Vai
Bhagavato
Bhagavato
Raja
Raja
Savai Bhagavato Raja
Savai Bhagavato Raja
Pandavyo
Pandavyo
Maharata
Maharata
Pandavyo Maharata
Pandavyo Maharata
Bala
Bala
Kridanakai
Kridanakai
Kridam
Kridam
Bala Kridanake Kridam
Bala Kridanakai Kridam
Krishna
Krishna
Kridam
Kridam
Ya
Ya
Adade
Adade
Krishna Kridam Ya Adade
Krishna Kridam Ya Adade
Savai Bhagavato Raja
Savai Bhagavato Raja
Pandavayo Maharata
Pandavayo Maharata
Bala Kridanakai Kridan
Bala Kridanakai Kridan
Krishna Kridam Yahadade
Krishna Kridam Yahadade
Okay, word for word.
四对四。
沙
沙他
Vai
Vai 肯定的
Bhagavata
Bhagavata 至尊主伟大的奉献者
Raja
Raja Parikshit Maharaj
Pandavaya
Pandavaya Pandava 五兄弟的孙子
Maharata
Maharata伟大的战士
Bala
Bala 小孩的时候
Kridanakai
Kridanakai 玩具娃娃
Kridan
Kridan 玩
Krishna
Krishna 主 Krishna
Kridam
Kridam 种种活动
Ya
Ya 谁
Adade
Adade接受
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文 Pandava 兄弟的孙子 Maharaj Parikshit 从小就是至尊主伟大的奉献者，他甚至在玩玩具时就已经开始模仿家人崇拜家中的神像的样子，崇拜主 Krishna 了。要旨佛家梵歌第六章的第四十一节诗中说，一个人即使是在按正确的方法练瑜伽的过程中失败了，也会被给予机会投生到虔诚的 Brahmana 婆罗门的家庭里，或者投生到富有的 Kshatriya 刹帝利国王或商贾的家庭中。但 Parikshit 王的情况不止如此，他因为前世就是至尊主伟大的奉献者，所以此生得以投生到枯乳王族，特别是 Pandava 兄弟的家中。正因为这样，他从孩提时代开始就有机会在自己的家里 熟悉为主 Krishna 做奉爱服务的艺术。Pandava 兄弟都是至尊主的奉献者，所以无疑会在王宫里崇拜家中的神像。在这种家庭中出生的孩子很幸运，他们甚至能在玩耍时模仿大人崇拜神像，以逐渐熟悉崇拜神像的方式。凭藉圣主 Krishna 的恩典，我们有机会诞生在 Vaishnava 的家庭里，在还是小孩子时就已经靠模仿父亲熟悉了崇拜主 Krishna 的艺术。我们的父亲从各方面鼓励我们，让我们举行花车节 Radha Yatra 和秋千节 Dola Yatra 等庆典。他总是很大方的花钱，把 Krishna 供奉的食物 Prasad 分散给我们这些孩子和我们的朋友。我的灵性导师也诞生在一个 Vaishnava 的家庭里，他从他伟大的 Vaishnava 父亲 Thakur Bhakti Vinor 那里得到了所有的鼓励。出生在 Vaishnava 家庭中的就是这么幸运。著名的 Mirabai 忠心耿耿的崇拜主 Krishna 举起戈尔丹山的伟大形象，是至尊主忠诚的女奉献者。至尊主所有伟大的奉献者在早期时候生活中都有类似的经历。根据基瓦勾斯瓦米的说法，帕克西特王必定很早就听人描述过主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 所从事的孩童时期的娱乐活动，因为他小时候玩游戏总是模仿那些娱乐活动。 Shraddha Swami 的说法是 Sridhar Swami 的说法是，帕克西特王小的时候就经常与小伙伴们一起模仿大人崇拜家里的神像。正 Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur 也证实了基瓦 Goswami 的看法，所以这两种说法都证明帕克西特王从很小的时候就自然而然地倾心于主 Krishna。 他可能模仿过上述两种活动中的一种，但无论是哪一种都说明他从小就是至尊主伟大的奉献者，表现出最伟大的奉献者 Mahabhagavata 所具有的特征。这种最伟大的奉献者被称为是一出生就解脱了的灵魂 Nitya Siddha。 当然其他的奉献者并不是生来就已经解脱了，而是通过与奉献者交往发展出做奉爱服务的倾向。这样的奉献者被称为是靠灵修达到完美境界的灵魂 Sadhana Siddha。 就这最终的结果看，以上两者之间并没有分别，因此结论是仅仅凭藉与纯粹的奉献者交往，所有的人都有可能成为至尊主的奉献者。具体的例子可以看我们伟大的灵性导师 Narada Muni， 他前世不过是个女仆的儿子，但与伟大的奉献者的交往使他成为奉爱服务史上地位极为独特的奉献者。译文： Pandava 兄弟的孙子 Maharaj Parikshit从小就是至尊主伟大的奉献者，他甚至在玩玩具时就已经开始模仿家人崇拜家中神像的样子，崇拜主 Krishna 了。
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshunan Militam Janatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunnavari Pashatadeshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyaya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we see the sages of Naimisharanya are eager to hear from Sutta Goswami about these two great personalities, Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami.
那么我们在这里面呢，就可以看到， 在Naimisharanya森林里面的圣人们， 他们就非常的渴盼着能够从Sutta Goswami那里去聆听关于这两位伟大的人物， Parikshita王以及Sukadeva Goswami他们之间对话的情景。
The sages of Naimisharanya, they were interested to know about the absolute truth.
在那么Sharanya森林里面的这些圣人们，很有兴趣的想要了解关于绝对真理的知识。
And then when they had the opportunity to associate with Sutta Goswami, they asked him very important questions.
所以当他们得到了和苏塔戈斯玛米联谊的机会的时候呢，他们就向他询问着重要的问题。
And most of those questions were related with Krishna and devotional service to Krishna.
那么大部分的这些问题呢，都和Krishna以及为Krishna做纯粹奉爱服务相关。
Because he understood that this was the ultimate goal of life, to know Krishna.
因为他们知道去了解Krishna是生活的最终的目标。
So now by hearing this dialogue between Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami, they are saying there is so much nectar about devotional service in these descriptions.
所以说呢，当他们去聆听Sukadeva Goswami以及Parikshita王之间的这个对话的时候呢，他们就听到了很多的关于奉爱服务的甘露。
That's what Shukadeva Goswami was talking about. That's what Maharaj Parikshit Maharaj wanted to hear about Krishna.
因为呢，这就是Sukadeva Goswami他所要讲述的话题，以及呢，Parikshita王他所想要聆听到的话题，都是关于Krishna的话题。
So Sutta Goswami is explaining how Maharaj Parikshit actually was already a great devotee even this is the sage Sonaka Rishi. He's describing how Maharaj Parikshit was already a great devotee even from the time of his childhood.
对呢，Sonaka Rishi在这里面呢就解释着，当这个Parikshita王他还是一个小孩子的时候，他就如何已经是一位伟大的奉献者了。Why
he was asking so many questions?
那么为什么他会问这么多的问题呢？
He was already a great devotee.
那他已经是一位非常伟大的奉献者了。
So Maharaj Parikshit, he was not an ordinary person, he's a fact.
那么事实就是，帕克西特王他并不是一位普通的人。
He was the grandson of Arjuna.
他是Arjuna的孙子。
From the beginning of his childhood, even when he was in a womb of his mother, he had the darshan of Lord Vishnu.
当他还在他的母亲的子宫中的时候，他就已经得到了darshan Vishnu的机会。
Because if you remember, his mother Uttara, daughter-in-law of Arjuna, was married with Arjuna's son Abhimanyu.
如果大家还记得的话，就是帕克西特王的母亲，乌达拉。那么他呢？是。对，yes。呀，他母亲乌达拉，他是这个Arjuna's son，Arjuna's
wife。
是Arjuna的儿子的妻子，Arjuna的儿子的是名字叫Abhimanyu。
So Abhimanyu died in a battlefield. He was still very young. He died in a battlefield of Kurukshetra.
那么当阿比曼纽还很年轻的时候呢，他就在库鲁切特的战争中牺牲了。
But that time Uttara was already pregnant.
但是当时呢 ，Uttara 已经怀孕了。
And it was the only survived child that would succeed the Pandavas.
那么这是唯一的就是乌达尔子宫中的这个孩子，他是唯一能够继承潘德瓦家族的王位的这么一个孩子。
Because Abhimanyu was killed, and the other sons of the five Pandavas born from Draupadi, they were also slaughtered during the war of Kurukshetra.
因为阿比曼纽在战争中牺牲了。而由 Draupadi 妈妈所生的所有的这些孩子们呢，在 Kurukshetra 的战争中呢，也都被屠杀了。
So now this baby in Uttara's womb was the only heir to the throne.
所以说呢，在 Uttara 子宫中的这个孩子，他就是唯一的王位继承人。
He was the only descendant from the Pandavas.
所以呢，他是 Pandava 的唯一的后裔。
So Duryodhan arranged for Aswatthama to kill this baby.
Duryodhan 呢，他就安排了 Aswatthama 来杀死这个孩子。
And Aswatthama, because his father was a Brahmana, I think was Dronacharya. Dronacharya was a Brahmana, so he had heard from his father.The mantra to invoke the Brahmastra weapon.
那么因为这个Aswatthama, 他的父亲 Dronacharya 是一位婆罗门，所以说呢，他就从他的父亲那里面去听到过这个唤来Aswatthama, the name of the weapon?
Brahmastra.
Brahmastra, 这个武器的这个曼陀罗。
This is a very powerful weapon.
那么这呢是一个非常的有威力的武器。
More powerful than atomic bomb.
那么它比原子弹要有威力的多。
And very, very subtle. It can be used to destroy a particular person or a particular thing without destroying anything around.
而且呢，它是非常的精微的，它就可以一下子击中这个它要。的这个人，但是呢，周围的一切呢，都还是完好无损的。
Whereas nuclear weapons now, when they are used, they devastate everything, even the targets and the innocent people around, everybody is destroyed.
但是呢，这个现在我们用的这个核武器呢，那就不是了，它就会造成非常大的危害。它虽然击中了目标，但是周围无辜的人呢，也都会被杀害。
So here.Aswatthama is through. He invoked the Brahmastra and to enter into the womb of Uttara and kill the embryo, the small baby, without harming the mother.
所以说呢，这个 Aswatthama 呢，他就唤出了这个曼陀罗，然后呢，把这个用曼陀罗把这个Brahmastra 的这个武器给呼唤来，进入到 Uttara 母亲妈妈的这个子宫里面想要杀死这个孩子，但是与此同时呢，又不会伤害到妈妈。
So, and at that time, when Krishna understood that Parikshit in the womb of his mother was going to be killed, he entered as the super soul in the womb of Uttara in order to protect the baby.
所以说呢，当时 Krishna 当他了解到，在 Uttara 子宫中的这个 Parikshit 就要被杀死的时候呢，他就以超灵的形式钻进了 Uttara 的这个内心之中，要去保护这个孩子。
And in this way, the heat of the Brahmastra was averted, you know, and the child was protected.
那就用这样的方式呢，这个Brahmastra 的这个光就被挡住了，然后呢，这个孩子就得救了。
And that time, Parikshit Maharaj, the small baby, he saw the Paramatma.
那么当时呢，这个Parikshit 王他是一个小婴儿，但是他看到了 Paramatma.
So, and that vision that he had at that time of the super soul to protect him, he never forgot. He kept this vision throughout life.
但是呢，当时他所看到的这个超灵的形象，就给他留下了深刻的印象。他整个一生中都是没有办法忘怀的，而且呢，他就一直以这个在被保护着。
So Maharaj Parikshit was also called Vishnurata because he was protected. He was protected by Lord Vishnu.
那么，这个Parikshita王呢，他也被称为是Vishnurata.
Vishnurata, yeah.
Vishnurata, 也就是说呢，他是被 Vishnu 所保护的人。
So he was born in a very exalted Vaishnava family.
所以呢，他是出生在一个非常崇高的 Vaishnava 的家庭中。
His parents were all great Vaishnavas. His father and uncles were all great Vaishnavas.
那么他的父母双亲以及他的这个叔叔舅舅们也都是非常伟大的 Vaishnava.
And his father was Krishna's friend.
而且他的父亲呢也是 Krishna 的好朋友。
Sorry, his father, no, his grandfather.
啊，不是他的父亲，他的这个爷爷是 Krishna 的好朋友。
And his uncle, grand uncles were also great devotees of Krishna.
而且这些叔爷爷们呢，也都是 Krishna 的伟大的奉献者。
His father Abhimanyu and his mother, they were also great devotees of Krishna.
那他的这个母亲和他的父亲 Abhimanyu 也都是 Krishna 的伟大的奉献者。
It was because Uttara cried, he prayed to Krishna for help that Krishna entered in the womb of the child to protect Parikshit Maharaj.
那么就是因为 Uttara 他在哭泣着，他在呼唤着 Krishna 的保护，所以 Krishna 才会进入到他的子宫之中去保护
Krishna. Another name of Krishna is Achyuta. Achyuta means he never fails.
那么 Krishna 的另外一个名字呢叫 Achyuta. Achyuta 的意思就是不败之人。
And particularly never fails to protect his devotee.
特别是他从来就不会在保护他的奉献者这件事情上失败。
So this is wonderful, and that's why that all these great sages are very, very touched by hearing all these stories about this great personality.
那么所以呢，这是一个非常美妙的故事，也就为什么使得所有的这些伟大的圣人们想要去聆听关于这个伟大人物的故事。
Spiritual advancement, devotional life, the progress in devotional life is maintained life after life, is never lost.
那么这个灵性生活上的这个伟大之处呢，它是会在世世代代中被维系的，永远都不失。
Whatever progress we make in this life, if we don't complete, we don't come to perfection, we'll continue from next life.
无论我们在这一世中为灵性生活做出了什么努力，但是出于原因没有达到完美的话，那么在下一生世中呢，也会从这里再开始。
So certainly from his previous life, he had already also performed devotional service. Otherwise, why he would be born in such an exalted family of devotees?
那所以毫无疑问的就是 Parikshit 王在前世的时候就已经开始从事非常伟大的奉献服务了。否则的话，他又如何能够降生在这样一个神圣的家庭之中呢？
So as he was born in such a family, right from the very beginning, he could hear about Krishna, hearing the holy names of Krishna, hearing the pastimes of Krishna, seeing his relatives worshipping the deity of Krishna.
那么也就是因为他出生在这样一个伟大的奉献者的家庭之中，使他刚一出生，从最早期的时候，他就可以去 和 Krishna 相联谊，然后呢可以听到关于 Krishna 的所有的这些活动，可以见到他的这个家里边的长辈去如何的去从事关于服务 Krishna 的活动。
So naturally all those impressions that Maharaj Pariksit already received in the womb and then in his childhood being in growing up in such exalted Vaishnava family, all these impressionsbecame very deeply engraved in his heart.
那所以说呢，当他还在母亲的子宫中所留下的这个印象，以及他在孩提时代长大的时候所留下的所有的这些印象，那么都给这个帕克西特王的这个奉爱生涯留下了非常深刻的印象。
So when he grew up and he became the emperor of the world,He took this position as a service to Krishna.
所以呢，当他长大以后，他成了宇宙之主之后呢，他就把他的这个的这个地位，还有他所从事的这些活动呢，全部都当做对主 Krishna 的服务来看待。
And he makes sure that all the religious principles were observed in his kingdom.
所以呢，他就要确保所有的这些。宗教的这些法规的这些程序能够在他的王国中实施。
So during that time, this planet practically everybody was a devotee.
所以呢，在这个时代的时候，在宇宙中，就他所掌管的所有的这些地方的这些人们都是奉献者。
Because he was such a great exalted devotee.And he was giving all facilities for the citizens also to perform devotional service.
因为他自己本人是如此一位伟大的奉献者，所以说呢，他就会安排一切有力的设施，去也让他的臣民们也都能够去从事对 Krishna 的奉爱的服务的活动。
So when he was cursed by that Brahmin boy to die in 7 days for a very, very minor mistake he had committed. At that time, he could have counteracted the curse, but being a great devotee of Krishna, he understood that Krishna had some other plan for him.
所以呢，当他为了一点点小错而被那个婆罗门的男孩诅咒，在很短时间内就会死去的时候，本来他实际上是可以去抵消掉这个诅咒的，但是他明白 Krishna 这样做实际上是有另有安排。
So he understood that and he saw this an opportunity to dedicate the final days of his life just to hear about Krishna.
他也就能够理解这样的安排呢，是让他能够把他生命的最后的时日全部奉献在聆听关于主 Krishna 的话题的这件事情上。
And this also create an opportunity for another great soul, Shukadeva Goswami, to come and to recite the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Pariksit.
而且这个呢，也就造成了使得另外一位伟大的奉献者圣 Sukadeva Goswami 能够来为帕克西特王诵读圣典博迦瓦坛的机会。
So to be born.To be born in a family of Vaishnavas is a great, great fortune.
所以说能够出生在一位 Vaishnava 的家庭中是非常非常大的幸运之事。
Because the most deep impressions that are engraved in the heart of a human being, these are received in early age.
那么在人类的这个心中，他所被刻上的非常深的印象都来自于他们的早期年代。
The period of learning, you know, until about 12 years old, that early age is when the child receives whatever he receives, he becomes engraved in his heart.
所以作为一个孩子，在他12岁以前，他所接收到的所有的这些信息，他所学到的这些知识，都会印在他的内心之中。
Particularly from the age of 5 and 12, until 12, that's the most critical period of the child's learning.
所以特别是从5岁到12岁这段时间呢，就是孩子学习知识的关键时刻。
If we don't give a facility to our children to learn about Krishna, to become attached to Krishna in that period of time, then it will be a great loss.
如果要是在这段时间没有给孩子提供一个 去学习 Krishna 的知识的话, 那么就会是一个非常大的损失。
Many of our families, devotees who have children, they are faced with the difficulty of having to change, of having to send their children to common schools, to materialistic schools.
那我们很多奉献者, 就是有孩子的奉献者们呢, 就面临一个难题, 就是很难把孩子送到普通的学校去就学。
Sometimes there is no other choice if they want the children to get some education.
No other choice, right?
Sometimes there is no other choice.
有的时候呢, 就没有其他的选择去为他的孩子们提供教育。
Or the devotees, they don't work hard to find other choices.
或者说呢, 奉献者自己没有尽心尽力地去寻找其他的选择。
Sometimes it's a facility because the parents work and they just send the children to school. They don't need to take care of their educations. The school takes care of that.
那而且有的时候呢，是由于家长要上班的原因，导致了他们就没有办法去照顾孩子的学业，使得他们把孩子送到学校里面去，让学校去照顾他们的学业。But
this is very dangerous for our children.
但是这个对于我们的孩子来说呢，是非常危险的事情。
Because they're going to learn so many harmful things for their consciousness.
因为呢，在学校里面，孩子就会学到很多的有害于他们的知觉意识的事物。These
children were born in a family of devotees because they were supposed to continue their spiritual progress that they already underwent in the previous lives.
那么这些出生在奉献者家庭的孩子们呢？ 他们本来就是应该继续着去学习他们在前世断掉的这些奉爱服务的知识。So
they are required to learn more, to be more exposed to this transcendental knowledge.
他们本来就应该学得更多，让自己更多地被暴露在这些超然的知识下。Whereas
all this materialistic knowledge is just different forms of ignorance.
但是呢，这些物质的知识呢，只是无知的另外一种表现而已。So,
I have seen some parents, even in China, they take care of their children, they give their schooling to their children, or make arrangements that the children don't need to go to public schools if there is an opportunity for that.
那么我自己呢，就 看见过一些家长，特别是在就在中国也有这样的家长，他们呢就会做出一些安排，他们会自己去教授这个孩子，使得这个孩子呢就免于到现在的这个公众学校里面去念书，或者他们会安排一些其他的设施去让孩子们去上学。Because
we have devotees who are teachers and could teach our children if you get together, get different children from different Vaishnava families, and they could take care of their education.
因为我们有一些奉献者，他就是老师，所以说呢，可以安排这样的这个情况，然后呢，把这些孩子们给聚集在一个奉献者的家里面，由这位奉献者的老师去教授这些孩子们。Anyway,
this is a very delicate theme because sometimes the situations are not so easy. So we are not going to criticize the devotees who cannot do that because sometimes the situations are not so easy to deal with.
但是呢，这是一个非常的微妙的一个事情，所以说呢，有的时候其实是很难以让这个奉献者去做出这样的一个相应的安排的，所以说呢，我们也不会去批评。 这些没有办法这么做的这个奉献者，没有办法把他们的孩子不送到这个公众学校去念书的这些奉献者们。But
they should at least try to exhaust all possibilities of giving a good education to their children before sending them to public schools.
但是呢，他们至少应该做的是在把孩子送到这个公立学校去念书之前，要尽量的去把这个奉爱科学的知识教授给他们的孩子。
We have so very nice means of communication now in China. The devotees are connected by so many different means. So the devotees who are parents who have children, they should create a forum to discuss among themselves different ways how they could educate their children without exposing them too much to materialistic education.
那么我们现在呢，有各种各样的很好的这种沟通和交流的工具。所以说呢，这个奉献者的家长们呢，也应该可以好好的利用这些工具，去设立一些论坛之类的这样的这个方式，然后去探讨一下如何让他们的孩子在不被这个公立学校的知识污染的这种情况下，更好的去教导他们的孩子。
Or if there is no other chance but sending them to materialistic schools because education is required, is a must, so they at least they should balance whatever material education they receive, balance that with a very good spiritual education at home.
但是呢，如果要是去接受这个世俗的教育、物质的这个教育是一个必须要做的事情的话，那他们也应该有一个很好的一个平衡，让孩子受到世俗的教育的这个同时呢，也能够在家里面去学到很好的灵性上的知识。
You see, Srila Prabhupada is giving his own example. He was also born in a Vaishnava family.
Srila Prabhupada 在这里面呢，就给了他自己的这个例子，他也出生在一个 Vaishnava 的家庭之中。
And we know that Srila Prabhupada also went to school, to common schools and even to college.
而且我们也知道 Srila Prabhupada 他也去了普通的学校念书，他甚至还念了大学。
But his father always encouraged him to observe different spiritual functions, and he was always hearing stories from Krishna, Mahabharata, Ramayana, so he was exposed to so much spiritual guidance, spiritual instruction, spiritual entertainment.
但是呢，施拉帕帕的这个父亲呢，就一直确保这个施拉帕帕他能够去从事一些灵性上的这些活动，而且呢，也会让他去聆听关于这个 Ramayana 或者 Mahabharata 的这些灵性的这个经典的这个书籍的教导。
So.This created a very strong impression in Srila Prabhupada's heart from childhood.
那么，所以这些呢，就会使 Srila Prabhupada 在还是一个孩子的时候，就已经在心中留下了非常深刻的印象。
So this at least most of our devotees they could do.
那么这个呢，是我们大部分的奉献者至少可以应该做的事情。
To make sure that the children at home.Besides doing their own work, they can have enough time to hear stories of Krishna, to participate in artik, you know, to have dolls of Krishna, and to engage them in playing pastimes of Krishna, things like that, that they make them absorb in things instead of just leaving them to their own material school homework and not caring for all these things.Would be a nice thing to do.
所以说呢，这样就会使孩子们在做他们的这个物质学校里面学校的这些学到这些功课之后呢，还能够尽量的去聆听关于 Krishna 的故事，然后呢，也可以去参与到这个对于 Krishna 崇拜的这个 arti 之中，然后呢，可以去这个玩这个跟 Krishna 相关的这些玩具，然后可以去。参与到这个 Krishna 所有的这些剧目之中，那么这样的话就可以使他们能够很平衡的在学到物质的知识的时候呢，同时又不会不去了解关于 Krishna 方面的话题。
So we have to balance whatever material education is there. That's probably sometimes is unavoidable that the children has to get this type of education.Particularly in modern society, but balance that with a very good dose of 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 Krishna Katha, sings, discussing topics about Krishna, hearing stories of Krishna, do plays about Krishna, have dolls about Krishna, so many things that can create a very deep impression in their hearts.
所以说呢, 我们就要掌握好这个平衡, 在这个孩子他必须要去学习这些物质的 知识的时候, 因为这个 也是不可避免的一些事情, 但与此同时呢, 也要让这个孩子能够去接触关于Krishna的所有的这些话题, 可以让他去 聆听关于Krishna的故事, 可以去这个 进行对Krishna的崇拜, 然后呢去玩Krishna的这些娃娃, 反正就用所有的这些方法, 让他们能够保持着内心中对Krishna的印象。
Because that's the purpose why the reason why these children took birth in devotees' families.
因为这些都是 这个孩子他为什么会出生在一个奉献者家庭中的原因?
Is to have an opportunity to continue their progress.
也就是说他需要有一个机会能够继续他的进展。
Because this is also what we want, what we desire. Now we are trying to advance in Krishna consciousness. We don't know if we're going to become perfect in these lives, even though we try. But we may have a chance in the next life to take birth in a Vaishnava family.
因为这个也是我们所要想做到的这个事情。那么我们现在呢，努力的呢，想要去从事一些奉献的服务，想要去进行一些修习。但是呢，我们 并不知道我们这一生能不能达到完美，虽然我们是在这个捷径的努力，但是我们希望着能够在没有达到完美的情况下，在下一生中能够让自己投生在一位 Vaishnava 的家庭之中。
So if we are going to take birth in a Vaishnava family next life, we hope that our parents are going to give us facilities from childhood so we can immediately become very attached to Krishna.
那么所以如果我们要是在下一生中投生在了一个 Vaishnava 的家庭中的话，我们就希望我们的家长能够给我们提供一些去从事奉献服务的这些平台或者是这些设施，这样的话呢，就可以使我们进一步的开始进行我们的这个接下来的休息了。
So in the same way, should wish this for our children now?
那也就是同样的，那我们现在是不是也应该是有同样的这种愿盼去提供给我们自己的孩子呢？
So Maharaj Parikshit was very fortunate because from the very beginning he had a very strong attachment to Krishna.
所以说呢，这个马帕尔克西德王他是非常的幸运的，因为他从一开始的时候就对Krishna有非常深的依附之情。And
you can see also in the case of Srila Prabhupada, from the very beginning he had so much attachment.
我们在Srila Prabhupada的身上也看到了同样这一点，他从一开始的时候就对着对Krishna满怀深情。So
these are Nitya Siddhas, they are perfect souls that right from the time of birth they are already perfect.
那么所以呢，这些都是 Nitya Siddha， 也就是他们从最开始的时候就是完美的灵魂。
So Maharaj Parikshit actually did not need to go and stay in the bank of the Yamuna to hear Bhagavatam to become perfect. He was already perfect.
那么帕尔克西特王呢，他其实已经是完美的了，所以他根本就不需要让自己去坐在雅穆纳河的岸边，然后去聆听圣典波扎瓦坛，然后让自己变得完美。But
he had an attraction to hear about Krishna, so he wanted to hear more and more to be absorbed in hearing about Krishna.
但是呢，他却深深地被圣典波扎瓦坛所吸引着，所以呢，他就希望自己能够 完全的沉醉在圣殿波迦瓦坛之中，能够越来越多的去聆听这个话题。
He had a natural attraction, as Srila Prabhupada had a natural attraction from childhood.
所以呢，他是有一种天然的对圣殿波迦瓦坛的吸引的，就好像是Srila Prabhupada也是如此，当他还是一个小孩的时候，就已经天然的被吸引了。So
maybe our children do not have that natural attraction from the very beginning. So we have to create that. We have to create an environment and a situation where our other children will become attracted.
但是呢，我们的孩子也许可能在最一开始的时候并没有这种天然的吸引，所以说呢，我们就必须要为他们营造出一种环境，让他们能够培养出这样对 Krishna 的吸引。
And we also, as adults, we are trying to develop to increase our attraction to Krishna now. Now we have gotten opportunity to come in touch with devotees.
那么作为这个成人的我们呢，其实现在我们也是希望能够让自己培养出对这个 Krishna 的这个吸引。那现在呢，我们在努力的接近着主 Krishna 的奉献者。
We have received association of devotees.
那么我们从奉献者这里得到了联谊。
We have heard about Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and we are developing attraction.
我们聆听到了博迦梵歌圣殿博迦瓦坛，我们在培养着吸引。
We are becoming as we study more these wonderful books left by Srila Prabhupada and associate with devotees and chant the holy names, our attraction is increasing.
那么如果我们要是去阅读由舍拉帕帕所留下来的这些书籍，那么如果我们要是去念诵的更多并且去和奉献者联谊的话，那么我们对于 Krishna 的这种吸引这种想要被他吸引的这个愿望就会变得更加的强烈。
So we are practicing, we are doing sadhana.
对呢，我们就会去练习，我们在做我们的 sadhana, 规范修习。
And the purpose of our sadhana is that we're going to become more and more attracted to Krishna, then our devotion will become spontaneous.
那么在 sadhana 的这个目的之下呢，我们就能够越来越多的被 Krishna 所吸引，然后我们的这个奉爱服务呢，也就会变得是自发的了。
And naturally, as our attraction deepens, we develop symptoms of love for Krishna.
那么当我们的这个吸引更加加深的时候，我们也就会培养出对 Krishna 的爱的正向。
And we can become perfect.
这样的话就会使我们变得完美了。
Through practice, through association, through practice, our attraction increases.
通过这个练习，通过我们的吸引力的加深，那么我们呢就会我们的进步就会提升。
We take shelter of Guru. We practice very seriously whatever the Guru teaches us to do.
那么我们呢就会去从 Guru 那里得到庇护，并且呢我们也会很好的遵循 Guru 所教导我们的方式去习练。
We become firmly fixed in our practice. You know, we don't just practice sometimes and sometimes.Don't practice, or sometimes more, sometimes less. We become very, very steady in our practice.
然后我们会心坚意稳地去执行着我们的练习。我们不会今天练得稍微多一点，明天练得又稍微少一点，而我们是非常的这个稳定的、持续的在习练着。
So this comes when our unwanted things and unwanted habits or unwanted tendencies.Gradually clear out from our hearts.
这样的话呢，就使这些不想要的这些事情，以及我们不好的这些习惯，以及不好的那些倾向，都慢慢的从我们的内心中被清除了。
And as our hearts become more and more clean from all these unwanted things, then naturally we develop a taste to practice Krishna consciousness. It becomes spontaneous.
当这个内心中的这些不好的这些东西被逐渐的清除以后呢，那么我们的这个内心中的这个想要为 Krishna 去做服务的这种需求，这种愿盼就变得越来越自发了。
And this is what happened with Maharaj Parikshit and Srila Prabhupada. They were ready, or Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, also born from a Vaishnava family.They were already, from the very beginning, they were already attracted. They had spontaneous attraction.
那么在这个 Park Sita 王身上，在 Srila Prabhupada 身上，以及在这个也是在奉献者家庭里面出生的 Srila Vasudanta Saraswati 的这个身上，都是能够看到他们在最一开始的时候就已经展现出了对 Krishna 的情感的自发的正向。
So, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, we received so many opportunities to develop that spontaneous attraction.
那么在 Guru 和 Krishna 的这个仁慈之下呢，我们也得到了这个机会，能够去培养出自发的吸引。
So, we have to take advantage of all these facilities.
所以呢，我们应该好好的去利用所有这些给到我们的设施。
By value, you know, really value what we have and try to apply in our lives as sincerely as possible.
那么就努力的去珍视我们生活中所有的这些东西，然后呢，尽可能的去非常认真的去进行我们的习练。
And give sufficient opportunity to our children to become attached to Krishna from very early age.
然后呢，就是要把这个充足的这个机会，这种充足的条件要创造给这个我们的孩子们，使孩子们能够在最一开始的时候，在早期的这个岁月里面，就能够培养出对 Krishna 的这个依附之情。
Because we are responsible for that. Children come to take birth in our families because this is Krishna's arrangement for their spiritual progress.
那么因为这个是我们的职责，那么 Krishna 特别的安排了这一点，使他们能够降生在我们的家庭之中，让他们的这个灵性生活能够再次取得进步。
This is the main reason why they take birth in Vaishnava families.
这也是他们为什么要投生在 Vaishnava 家庭的主要原因。
So it's a great responsibility for parents who have children. Very great responsibility.
所以说呢，对于有孩子的家长来说，这是一份巨大而艰巨的责任。
Not just to take care of their material needs and material comforts, these certainly are necessary things.
那么不仅仅是去照顾他们的物质的需求，给他们创造出舒适的物质生活条件，那么当然这些也都是必要的。
But this everybody can do. Everybody in this world can do. Even the cats and dogs, they take very nice care of their progeny.
但是呢，在这个世界里面的所有的生物体，他们都是可以去做到这样的事情的。比如说像猫狗，他们也能够给他们的孩子提供很好的生活。
But we are meant to give them something more.
但是我们需要的是给孩子们更多。
But in order to give them something more, we also have to be getting something more by being more serious in our practices.
但是为了能够给孩子更多，那么我们呢，也需要通过我们非常的认真的练习，让自己先得到更多。
If you are not becoming more and more attracted to the practice of devotional service, then naturally we don't feel inclined to also help our children to become attracted.
那如果我们自己都没有被这个越来越多的奉爱服务这件事情所吸引的话，那也就很自然的，我们不会有这个倾向去帮助我们的孩子去修习他们的奉爱服务了。
And it is a great pity if you see our children growing up and not having and gradually lose attraction or lose interest in Krishna consciousness.
那如果我们眼看着我们的孩子在成长的过程中越来越丧失掉他们对 Krishna 的兴趣的话，那这是一个非常的可惜的事情。
So means they're going to have to wait for another lifetime to take again birth in a family of devotees if they don't degrade themselves too much during this lifetime.
那也就是说呢，他们在这一生世之后还得再花一个生世，再次去投生在一个 Vaishnava 的这个家庭之中，重新再来过。而这前提还在于这个孩子在这一世里面不会太过多的堕落下去。 才能够有可能再次投生在 Vaishnava 的家庭之中。
So it's a very great responsibility we have. We have towards ourselves to make our lives perfect and towards those who are dependent on us.
那所以说呢，这个是我们肩负的重任，一个是要对我们自己负责，另外一个呢，就是要对那些由我们所照顾的这些孩子们去负责，就是我们要对这些孩子们去负责。
So we have a golden opportunity. We all have a golden opportunity to make our lives perfect. Now that we know Krishna consciousness, we have become attracted to the practice of devotional service, and many of us have taken shelter of spiritual masters. So we have a great opportunity to make our lives successful.
那我们现在呢，都有一个让自己的生命达到成功的金子般的机会。因为现在我们在这个聆听关于 Krishna 的这个话题，而且呢，我们也在这个从事对 Krishna 的这个奉献服务。我们大部分的人呢，也都得到了灵性导师的这个庇护，所以说呢，我们其实是有一个很好的机会的。
So we should not kind of complain that yes, I was not born in a Vaishnava family. My family is very degraded.My background is not very, 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 very nice, and so it's Kali Yuga, and we blame so many of these things to not endeavor more to practice devotional service seriously.
那么所以说呢，我们就不应该去抱怨我是多么的不幸，投生在了一个这个如此堕落的家庭，然后呢？我也没有这个Vaishnava 的这个家庭的这个背景，然后我有很多的这些这个不利我的这些地方，所以是呢，就导致了我就没有办法去很好的从事奉献服务。那我们都不应该是这样去抱怨的。
No, we all have a great opportunity now.
不是这样的，我们每一个人现在都是有一个很好的机会的。
Narada Muni in his previous life, he was not a devotee.
Narada Muni 在他的前世，他并不是一位奉献者。
Narada Muni.
Narada Muni, yes, Narada Muni.
Was not a devotee in his previous life.
Narada Muni 他在前世的时候并不是一位奉献者。
But because of association of devotees, opportunity to hear from them and do many service to them, he became attracted to devotional service and started practicing very seriously.
那就是因为他得到了和奉献者联谊的这个机会，然后呢，他这个得到了和他们的这个联谊，并且呢，有了去为他们从事一些这个 DV 的奉爱服务的这个机会，使他自己也成为了一名奉献者。
And he became one of the most exalted devotees that we have in Srimad Bhagavatam.
而且呢，我们从这个《圣典薄伽瓦坛》里面能够听到的，他成为了一位，就是最崇高的奉献者之一。
So we all have the chance of perfecting our lives. The chance is given to us. We have everything that is needed. It's all dependent on us. There is no material obstacles can prevent us from making progress.
所以说呢，我们每一个人都是有一个非常好的机会的，所有的设施其实都已经提供给了我们，让我们能够在这个奉爱服务中取得进步，没有任何的物质的这个障碍会阻碍我们在灵性的这个路途之中取得进步的。
Nothing, no material impediment can prevent us from making progress.
没有任何的物质上的障碍会阻碍我们取得进步。
Okay, we stop here. If there are any questions or comments.
好，我们的讲课这一部分就先停到这里，看大家有没有任何的问题。Ashu, can I ask a question since we are waiting for the questions?
Okay.
Ashvatthama.Evoked the Brahmastra to enter the uterus womb. Just now you mentioned that Krishna become the Paramatma to go inside of uterus. Is that he become a super soul to go into the mother uttara, or he become the super soul to go to Parikshit Maharaj?
He entered. He personally entered in his original form. He entered.
But he entered as a super soul of mother uttara, or as the super soul go inside of Parikshit.
What is the difference? It's the same super soul.
Okay.
It's the same super soul. Krishna noticed that. He knew that was there because she prayed. Uttara started crying for Krishna's help. Mm-hmm. And Krishna entered in a small form. He entered in the womb of Parikshit Maharaj. Either his expansion from his presence in the heart of Parikshit Maharaj or anywhere else, it doesn't matter. Is he? He entered. Krishna entered in her heart.
Okay. Thank you. 对不起啊，我刚才就是抽空问了阿叔一个问题，我刚才自己有点晕，是因为那个就是Krishna 在救 Parikshita Maharaj 的时候，他是以超灵的形式进入到了这个 Uttara 妈妈的这个身体里面，所以刚才我就问阿叔。那他是进入到了这个 Parikshit 王的这个心里面，还是进入到了Uttara妈妈的心里面？阿叔说这俩没区别，因为他就是一个超灵，反正他就进入到了这个躯体里面，他无论进入到哪里，其实都是无所谓的。谢谢阿叔。
It's not that Krishna have to move from the heart of Uttara to go to the womb, and now he's not in the heart anymore.Krishna can be simultaneously wherever he wants to be.
Yeah.
So Krishna desired to be in her womb to protect the baby. It does not mean he have to leave the heart of Maharaj Parikshit or the heart of Uttara in order to go there.
Yes. Thank you. 那阿叔呢又补充了一下，他说并不是说是这个 Krishna 他这个从这个他不是超灵吗？然后呢，他并不是说是从这个 Uttara 妈妈的这个心脏的那个位置。跑出来了，然后又进入到了这个 Uttara 妈妈的这个子宫里面，或者也不是说是从这个 Parikshit 王的这个心脏里面跑出来，然后进入到别的地方。那么因为超灵它是变成万有的，所以呢它无论进入到哪儿，它之前在的那个位置也还是在的。Yes, I feel myself is quite stupid to ask the question now.
No.
Okay, well, I see two questions from Rajendra Prabhu. The first one is from 亲爱的阿叔，在传教中有人提出以下问题，跪求答案：一元论和非二元论是一回事吗？ Dear 阿叔， during the preach, some people asked me the question. Please help me to answer it. The question is that, is that oneism and oneism and dualism, are the non-dualism are the same thing.
Dualism and non-dualism.
Yeah, one is that the oneism and the non-dualism are the same thing.
I'm not understanding very much the question.
Okay. Let me find the word.
这都在第国家梵歌第六章第二十三世节的要旨当中有提到一元论和非二元论。
Monism and non-dualism are the same thing.
Yes, can be the same thing.
可以，他们可以是一回。
I have to see the in the context.
Okay, 那么首先呢，我们要看它的这个语境是一个在什么样的状态下发生的。
Where is that? She says it's in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, she said that. She told me that these two phrases, monism and non-dualism, are in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, verse 24, 是吧？二十四世界是吧？
二十三世界。
That's verse 23. 但是 Rajendra Prabhu 他应该问的不是在这个语境下的事儿吧？
因为在这个世界的要旨当中有提到这种一元论和非二元论的这种。
对啊，但是老师上好不，他问的这个问题是跟这个吃节相关吗？
没有，没有，他问的问题跟这时间没关，但是就在这个要旨当中提到这两个概念。
Yeah. Actually, got it. Well, basically, Satyamaji told me that the two phrases, moism and non-dualism, are showed in the verse, chapter 6, verse 23. However, Rajendra's Prabhu's question has nothing to do with this verse.
Okay, so...
他补充说是有关系，跟这个世界有关系。
So let's go to the next question.
Oh, okay. Well, his next question is, 薄伽梵歌第六章二十三世界要旨中提到这两个神定，请问奉爱瑜伽中的神定吗？请问是两种神定？等会儿啊，让我看，这也是这个世界。The next question is that, In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 23, in the purport, it mentioned about the two types of trance. 请问是奉爱瑜伽中的 He asked for those two trance, are the trance pertains to Bhakti Yoga?
I don't find here.
Yes.
Firstly, there is no Bhagavad Gita 6:23, it's 20 to 23, there are four verses together.
首先就是阮正法布，不好意思，您再帮一下忙。就这个《薄伽梵歌》，首先这第六章的这个诗节是第二十到二第二十三诗节，它是连着一起写的。所以呢，如果您要说二十三诗节的这个要旨的话，是在哪个地方呢
？I don't see anything there. If there is any other question, we deal with other question. This question is not even related to what we said today.
Oh, okay. 还有另外一个 Satyamaji 就是阿叔问今天还有没有其他的问题，因为那可不问的这两个问题跟今天这个课程也没啥关系。
嗯，暂时还没有人提出其他的问题。
嗯。
阿叔 ，actually I did read the part of the purport here.
Where?
就在那个要旨当中，整个就是二十到二十三时间的要旨。
1, 2, 3, 4。On the fourth paragraph, it mentioned about in the yoga system, there were two types of samadhis. One is the samprajnanta samadhi, another one is the asamprajnanta samadhi. I guess this is what he said. He asked those two types of samadhis are pertains to the Bhakti Yoga Samadhi.
No.
那么就是我找着这个要旨的这一部分了啊，就是您说的是，有觉神定和无觉神定。那么阿叔说呢，这有觉神定和无觉神定是不属于奉爱瑜伽中的神定。That's simple, just a no.
I don't see what you're saying. Which paragraph is that? In the yoga system, there are two kinds of samadhi.
Yeah.
One became transcendental, and then he said he achieved samprayat. In asana, there is no longer any connection, mundane pleasure. It's nothing to do with bhakti here. It's in yoga process.
那么就是在这个世界里面讲的这个神定，它跟 bhakti 奉爱完全没有关系。这只是一个瑜伽的程序。
The idea is that from that stage of samadhi, he can come in touch with the super soul and become a devotee, or he may not become a devotee.
那么就是在这样的这种神定的状态下呢，他就可以去触碰到他的超灵。那么在这样的一种状态下，他有可能成为一名奉献者，他也有可能不能成为一名奉献者。
Means when it's in samadhi, it's not anymore connected. It's already in the transcendental platform.
那也就是说呢，当他是在三摩地或者在神定的状态下的时候，那他已经是在一个非常超然的状态下了。
It transcends all mundane pleasure.
也就是说呢，他都已经超越了所有的这些世俗的快乐了。
And he may at the last stage of samadhi may come.It may come to have a darshan of the super soul.
那么，而且呢，在这个 samadhi 的这个最后的这个阶段呢，他也许可能会见到超灵。
嗯， And then, if there is no association with a devotee, he may identify himself with the super soul.
但是如果他是没有这个和奉献者接触的话，那他也许可能就会认为自己就是那个超灵。
That a yogi simply by practice of Ashtanga Yoga do not come to the platform of devotion.
但是呢，只是去进行 Ashtanga 瑜伽、八步瑜伽的一位这个瑜伽的修习者，他是没有办法进到奉爱的这个层面的。
Yes, to have association of a devotee.
那如果他是和奉献者联谊了。
Without association of devotee, without association of somebody who has bhakti, bhakti cannot be awakened in his heart, even though he is already in samadhi.
那么所以就即便是他已经处在了 samadhi 的这个阶段，但他如果要是没有和奉献者联谊，没有一个已经有了奉爱的人联谊的话，那他的这个心中的奉爱是没有办法被唤醒的。
Bhakti can only come from bhakti, not from any other practice.
那么这个 bhakti 它只能来自于 bhakti, 它根本就不可能从其他的任何一种练习中得来。
So it's a very high stage, this samadhi, this absorption, transcendental position, but without association of devotee, the yogi identifies himself with the super soul.
但是呢，这个 samadhi 它其实也是一个非常高深的一种境界。但是如果要是没有和奉献者的这个联谊的话，那么这个进入到 samadhi 的这个人，他只能够认同于自己是那个超灵。
嗯 ，and that's the dangerous position.
那么那个其实是一个非常的危险的一个状态。
It's like impersonalism is the same.
那么那个就好像是非人格主义者是一样的。
To become one with Brahman or to become one with Paramatma, we lose one's individuality and the opportunity to have a loving exchange with the Lord.
那也就是说呢，他如果认同于他自己是这个凡，或者认同于自己是超灵的话，那他其实就丧失了自己的个体性，也就是丧失了他和主之间的这种爱心的这种交流的机会。
The only way to awaken bhakti in the heart is by coming in contact with somebody who has bhakti.
那么只有去和一位有 bhakti 的人去进行了连接之后，他内心的这个 bhakti 才能够被唤醒。
Because bhakti is given by Krishna, it's not something that we acquire by our own efforts.
那么因为这个 bhakti 它是由 Krishna 所给予的，它并不是通过我们自己的这个努力而获得的。
Certainly, a person who is so advanced in the practice yoga, as the core is so, the heart is so purified, that if he comes in touch with bhakti, with somebody with bhakti, can become perfect very, very fast.
但是呢，就是处在一个非常高深的境界的一个人，那他自己的内心呢是非常的被净化的。所以在这样的一种状态下，如果他要是遇上了一个有 bhakti 的人的话，那他就能够。很快的这个晋升到有 bhakti 的这种状态。
Immediately, it can become perfect very quick.
那他就可能是在一蹴而就的变成了一个完美，就是变得完美了。
Because he's already situated in a transcendental platform, he's not attached to mundane things anymore.
因为他已经让自己处在了一个超人的境地，他已经没有再去触碰一些这个物质的事物了。
But that samadhi mentioned here, yoga is not absorption in Krishna. It's not Vaishnava samadhi.
但是呢，在这个瑜伽体系中的这个神定，这个 samadhi， 它和 Krishna 是没有联系的。它并不是一个在奉爱中的 samadhi。
阿叔，冉仁帕布接着说了，他说在那个要旨后面接着有一句话，他说瑜伽是一旦进入这种超然境界，就永远不会堕落。这个怎么理解呀？
在哪儿？
就是在那个两种三摩地之后，紧接着有一句话，您看一下。
Okay. Well, on the same paragraph in the middle part, it also mentioned that when the yogi come into this type of transcendental position, he will never get这个不是他是写的，不是堕落写的，是动摇。He will he will never be failed. Well, actually, I need to check the English words of that because my version.
Where is that?
It's in the on the same paragraph. What you read that now in the middle part. It's about the one the yogi be on this transcendental state.
It's never shaken. It is never shaken from it.
Yeah. 所以是动摇，亲爱的，萨迪，就是这个英文里面是动摇，不是堕落。
哦，那可能我们那个翻译的版本的问题吧。我这个博家凡哥写的也是堕落。
Yeah, in general, it does not fall down from that position, but can fall down from that position because it's not situated in a relationship with Krishna.
嗯，那么通常来说呢，瑜伽士进入到这样的一种状态的时候呢，他就不会这个掉下来。但是呢，他也有可能会掉下来，因为他并没有处在一个和 Krishna 相连接的状态。
Because it can stay in that position for so long that you cannot even measure, calculate in material time.
而且呢，就是他可能会在这样的一种状态下去待好长好长好长好长的时间。
And even if it falls down in the material world, it will not be an ordinary person.
而且就即便是他这个跌摔进了这个物质世界里面的话，他也不会是成为一个普通的人了。
And it will have the opportunity to get the mercy of Krishna, and he can perfect his existence because he's already so advanced.
因为呢，他已经变得非常的这个精进了。如果呢，他要是能够得到 Krishna 的这个仁慈的话，那他就能够也是就是就能变成一个很崇高的一个状态。
It's fall down. You will not be like a ordinary fall down.
那就是即便是他摔下来的话，他也不会是一个普通的摔下来。
Fall down from that platform. That's what he said. From that platform and may come to the material world, but then will be hankering for a highest perfection.
那么他从这样的一个状态下掉下来了以后呢，掉到这个物质世界里面。但是他即便是掉到这个物质世界里面，他也非常的渴求着能够得到更高的完美。
Okay, some other questions.
Yeah, the other question.A.E. just does, Prabhu. Ahashu, Dingbai,
Stages, it's stages, is the T is missing.
Okay.
Stages.
Okay, stages, Prabhu. Ahashu, Dingbai, Nin, 加盖和马代以前抢劫杀人，后皈依了主柴坦尼亚，成为了门徒，而成为我们学习的榜样。请问他们以前也是杀过人吗？Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. Jagai and Madai, they have done lots of bad things. They slaughter, they kill people, they rob of people. However, they surrender to Lord Chaitanya and become his disciples. And they become the our examples to follow. So my question is that, were they also the killers for their previous life?
No, in their previous lives, they appear in the Krishna's pastimes.
那么在他们之前的这个生世里面呢，他们是在 Krishna 的逍遥时光里面显现的。
They were killed by Krishna.
他们是被 Krishna 所杀的。
They were acting as demonic. They were demonic.
那么他们 ，sorry,
they were demons.
对，他们实际上是恶魔。
These are the same demon, Jaya Vijaya. This is the same came from Vaikuntha, Jaya Vijaya, who came before as Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravana, and Kumbhakarna, and then Shishupala, Dantavakra. Now, they got a special opportunity to come in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya as Jagai Madai.
那么这个 Jagai Madai 呢，他们最开始的时候就是 Jaya Vijaya。后来呢，又变成了这个黑人亚卡西普和黑人亚克沙，然后后来呢，又变成了这个
Ravana，Kumbhakarna，
后来又变成了 Shishupal，
Dantavraka。And now this was the third life, and now they were given a extra life to participate in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
那然后呢，在这个主彩参加马哈帕布这一世呢，是他们的第三世，他们呢又得到了一个机会，然后在这里面呢，能够去加入到主彩参加马哈帕布的这个同游里面，这个纷扰里面。
And you behave also in a demonic way, but she was to give opportunity to receive the mercy of Nityananda and to teach us how no matter how degraded we may be, if you receive the mercy of Nityananda, we can become perfect.
然后呢，他们也是以这种恶魔的心态在行事，但是呢，这里面所给予的这个机会就是他们得到了主尼提亚南达的这个仁慈。那这要给我们树立的一个榜样就是，无论我们是多么的这个这个具有罪恶的这种心态，从事做了多少的这个坏事，但是呢，我们都可以得到主尼提亚南达的仁慈，能够得到他的原谅。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Harivansa Prabhu. 帮一位85岁的帕布问问题，他耳朵、眼睛、腿都老化得很厉害了。他已经决心为主服务，主会让他，主会让他这些为主服务的感官好起来吗？ OK. Well, I am asking this question on behalf of Prabhu, who is 85 years old. Well, his ear, his eyes, and his legs are getting aged. However, now he made up his mind to do the services for the Lord. So the question is that, do you think the Lord will arrange for him to have healthier sense organs in order to do the services for him?
No, he may not. Your body is falling apart. The body is getting aged. So whatever his energy is, he has in the body, opportunity to chant the holy names, for instance, he should use that opportunity, and in this way he can advance in Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm.不行，因为呢，他的这个身体现在已经老了，所以说呢，这些感官是没有办法好起来了。但是呢，他现在在身体里面所积攒的任何一个能量，他都应该把这个能量用作对主的这个念诵主圣名的这个服务之中。
So whatever energies you have, whatever sense is still active, try to use that in Krishna's service. That's the opportunity he has now.
那么所以他现在有的这个机会就是，无论他现在还有什么样的感官的能力，或者是在身体里面有什么样的能量，都应该把它用作对主做的 Krishna, 对为主 Krishna 做服务的这件事情中来。
He may be able to chant, he may be able to hear.
那他也许可能还能够去念诵，也许可能还能够去听。
Even if his hearing is defective, he can always put an instrument to hear better.
那么也许可能呢，他这个听力不好，但是呢，他总是可以去就是放一个这个助听器，这样能够让他听得更好一些。
If he can read, if his eyes still can read, he can also read.
那如果他的眼睛要是现在还能够看的话呢，他也可以去读一些书。
The thing is that to be absorbed, old age means he has to be absorbed in topics about Krishna, his hearing about Krishna.Chanting Krishna's names, because physically cannot do much more in terms of active service.
那么就是这个年老了以后呢，就应该做更多的关于去聆听和这个念诵和讲述关于 Krishna 的这个话题这个上面，因为呢，这个身体的这个积老老呢，使得他没有办法从事。更加活跃的服务了。
The body could become a little healthier because now he's falling. If he follows a good regime of taking very simple prasad and a very good routine, his body could become a little healthier. But eventually, he's going to fall apart because that's the nature of the material world.
那么，也许可能他现在通过这个有规律的去食用简单的这些 prasad。能够让他的这个身体能够变得更加的有力量，能够让自己的身体能够更加的这个强健一些。但是终极来说呢，这个身体最终还是会崩塌掉。那么这个就是物质自然的一个规律。
So don't give him false hopes.
啊，那所以请不要给他一些假的希望。
Materially speaking, there's no much can change.
那么从这个物质的角度上来说呢，并没有太多的可以改变的。
But his heart can change.
但是呢，他的欲望，他的愿望是可以改变的。
He can change his consciousness.
他也可以去改变他的意识。
And this is what you should encourage him to do, to absorb himself more in hearing chanting about Krishna.
那这也就是我们要去鼓励他做的事情，就让自己更多的沉浸在聆听和唱诵讲述关于 Krishna 的话题之中。
That's what an old person should be doing.
那么这个是就是上了岁数的人应该做的事情。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Shravanam.Mataji Prabhu, Hare Krishna, 顶拜阿叔，有关对下一代教育的问题，圣帕帕帕德的父亲教导圣恩成为如此伟大的奉献者，但圣恩帕帕帕德的儿子好像没有成为奉献者，如何理解这样的情况呢？他们会因为有圣恩这样的父亲得到主特别的照顾吗？谢谢您。Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble wishes.Refers to the issue of educating the next generation. I have a question. Srila Prabhupada's father educated the Srila Prabhupada in a great way and to make him to become such a great devotee. However, Srila Prabhupada's own son seems that doesn't really become a devotee. So what is the right way to understand this? Will the taken care of by the Lord because of they have a father of the Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much.
Everybody has a free will.
那么每一个人都有自己的自由意志。
He was given opportunity, like other children, he was given opportunity to understand devotional service when he was educated by Srila.
那么舍拉帕帕的这个儿子呢，跟其他的孩子也是一样的，都得到了同样的这个能够去了解关于 Krishna 的话题的这个机会。
But later on, he chose to do something else.
但是后来呢，他自己选择了要去做些其他的事情。
Because of bad association.
那么因为他有了不好的联谊。
Because he was not perfect yet, he got affected.
He got what? Sorry.
Affected.
Oh, okay. 那么后来呢，他就被影响了。
Because he had no good association, he became affected by bad association.
因为他没有好的联谊，他被这个坏的联谊所影响了。
But whatever he received from his father, whatever spiritual advancement he made when he was under his father's care, that remains in his heart, and either in this life or the next life, he's going to pick up from there.
但是呢，他从他的父亲那里所学到的一切，以及他从他的父亲那里所得到的所有的这些照顾，全部都在他的内心中留下了深刻的印象。所以说呢，他也许可能这一世不能够继续，但是他从下一世可以继续。
But temporarily now is he got involved in materialistic things and it's not his progress is stagnant.
但是呢，就是在现在这个临时的这个状态呢，他现在是在从事着这些物质的这些事物，这种临时。
It was his choice because of bad association. He chose to do something different.
那么这个是他的选择，由于这个坏的联谊，使他选择了去做一些不同的事情。
The others no. The others are devotees.
但是其他并不是，其他的那些孩子们都是奉献者。
It's not that forcibly they have to become devotees. Devotee is a choice. You may want or you may not want.
那么一个人呢，并不是说是被强迫着成为一个奉献者的。这个奉献者他是自己选择而来的。你也许可能想成为奉献者，也许你可能并不想成为奉献者。
All the facilities are there, but how are you going to use those facilities is another thing.
那么所有的这些设施呢，都已经在这儿了，但是如何去使用这些设施，这就是另外一个问题了。
Okay, next question.
Next question is from Usha Mataji. 顶拜阿叔的莲花族，感谢阿叔精彩实用的课程，感谢为 YY 好服务的小蜜蜂们。请问阿叔，我是单修奉爱瑜伽12年，没有刻意服务孩子， 没有这个刻意的去服务小孩，孩子26岁和先生去修行，请问我是否也一定要有责任刻意的带他们去接触奉献服务呢？ OK, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. Thank you very much for your beautiful and practical lecture. And also thank you for all of the devotees served in YY room. I have already practiced Bhakti Yoga for 12 years, but I practiced just by myself. I am not deliberately to ask my child who is 26 years old and my husband to practice together. So my question is that do I need to deliberately to influence them to get in touch with the Bhakti Yoga or devotional service?
You should try.
你应该去努力去试试。
Yes, even did we didn't do it before, you should, still there is hope.
好，那么虽然呢，我们以前没有这么做，但是现在依然还是有希望。
There's no guarantee that they're gonna take pay interest to it.
那么，但是并不能够保证他们就会对此感兴趣。
At least you should try.
但至少你应该试试。
And it's up to them.
然后呢，就让他们自个儿去选择。
We should always try to give Krishna consciousness to others, not just our family members, but anyone we meet.
那么我们呢，并不，我们要总是要努力的把这个 Krishna 知觉给予其他的人，并不是说是仅仅的是给予我们的这个家庭成员，我们所见到的任何一个人都应该去给予他们。
But since we have a stronger influence over family members, they because of ties of affection, so we should take advantage of that in order to try to encourage them to become attracted to Krishna consciousness somehow or other.
那是因为我们呢和我们的这个家人有很深的这种连接，也有很深的这种情感，所以说呢，我们就应该好好的利用这个机会，然后把这个 Krishna 的这个知觉呢，能够尽量的去影响他们。
So you should try, yeah, should try.
所以呢，您应该去试试。
Okay, thank you very much for your questions.
谢谢您的问题。
Thank everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji to take this wonderful service of allowing our association.
那么特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Dana Kelly能够这个做这个服务，然后能够给大家提供这样一个联谊的机会。
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Pramanandi Hari Hari Go.
Actually, here is another question from Harivansa Prabhu.
Ashu 已经离开了，我们留到下周来问吧。
是，我刚才就想在阿叔最后一刻能够抓住他，结果还是没抓住。
估计阿叔可能那边服务也很忙，因为时间紧张。
对，那么所以哈瑞旺萨佛布的这个问题，我们就留着下一周再请阿叔回答。那百坤的知音，服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常感谢阿叔 Krishna Baladev 佛布为我们的精彩讲述。也非常感谢所有的奉献者的聆听，谢谢萨提玛的，祝大家在一个温暖的周日度过一个美妙的具有 Krishna 知觉的一天。Hare Krishna。